I'd like to thank the Australian Space Research Conference for the invitation to get out of Canberra and talk here today. You may be aware that our department and team name changes often. Our team is responsible for civil space and cybersecurity-related policy issues. Our current title is the Civil Space and Cybersecurity Section of the Industry Transition Branch, and we sit in the Sectorial Growth Policy Division. Today, I will be focusing on the civil space element of our work, and my role is specifically focused on the administration of the Space Activities Act. I start with a question. What does space mean to Australia? Space can mean many things to many people. So to focus today's presentation, when I talk about civil space in the context of our team's work, it is not about astronomy or the space sciences. These are the responsibility of other areas of government. Rather, our team's focus is on the activities that further the interests of Australia's civil space sector. This includes supporting the continued and cost-effective access to data and space capabilities on which we rely. With regard to civil space policy, our team has three broad functions: domestic and international coordination as it relates to Australian government involvement in civil space, administering regulation as it relates to space activities conducted in Australia and by Australians overseas, industry development and policy which focus on understanding and maximising opportunity for Australian industry in civil space. I'll address each of these in turn. The Australian Government engages in a number of space-related activities to support our national strategic, economic and social objectives. These activities are administered by a range of government agencies. The graph you can see is a visualisation of this and a visualisation of our coordination role. You can see our coordination role as the inner circle. The middle circle represents a number of the policy objectives, and the outer circle lists government space activities and responsible agencies. This visualisation depicts the Australian Government framework for civilian space activities. The central component of the framework is the Space Coordination Committee, or SCC, which the department chairs. The SCC is a civilian coordination body and a forum for sharing agency priorities on civilian space activities. Membership is drawn across all interested federal Australian government departments and agencies. The SCC reports to the Minister with responsibility for civil space. The SCC receives advice from various technical working groups, such as the Earth Observation Group. A key coordination tool of the SCC is an annual report titled State of Space in the Australian Government. The report summarises the civilian space-related activities of Australian government agencies and formalises the information-sharing role of the SCC. The report is released publicly on space.gov.au, and the first report came out in 2014, and the 2016 report is almost finished. In the past, there has been a separate chapter for each agency and discusses the key space-related activities, key partnerships, and key future priorities. The 2016 report is going to be a bit different, with each chapter a separate theme detailing all government activity for that theme. Changing the focus from domestic to international coordination, Australia has long-standing cooperative relationships with many countries with the aim to progress civil space activities of global importance. We engage internationally in two main ways: participation at international forums and through international agreements. There are two key forums that we engage in. The first is the Asia-Pacific Space Agency Forum, where our key involvement is the presentation of an Australian country report and participation in working groups relating to space applications. The second forum is the International Astronautical Congress. Our main activity is to support a Team Australia delegation with representation from industry and academia. The Space Industry Association of Australia has led a successful bid to host the 2017 IAC here in Adelaide. The bid is supported by the South Australian Government and industry anchor sponsor Lockheed Martin. In a more formal manner, we have international engagement through international agreements. These instruments vary from joint statements of support through to treaties that manage NASA's deep space network operations at the Canberra Deep Space Communication Complex at Tidbinbilla. Our second key function is regulation. The current framework establishes the regulatory regime for civil space activities, aiming to provide clarity and certainty for Australian launch operators. This legislation requires certain space activities to be approved by the government at the ministerial level. Approvals for space activities within Australia include a space licence to operate a launch facility and authorisation to deorbit and return a space object to Australia. An Australian national who conducts space activities outside Australia must also be covered by an overseas launch certificate. Key criteria prescribed under the framework emphasises three aspects. Safety. For example, with an overseas launch certificate, the Act requires that the probability of the activity causing substantial harm to public health or public safety or causing substantial damage to property is sufficiently low. Insurance and financial requirements. The insurance requirement is the lesser of a maximum probable loss methodology figure, or $750 million. Alternatively, direct financial responsibility as outlined in the Act can be demonstrated instead. National security, foreign policy, and international obligations are also considered when an application is assessed. And the third function I'm talking about is industry policy development. The government recognises the role space plays as an enabler to many aspects of our day-to-day life and understands that industry investment and sound policy and governance around civil space provides both public good and economic benefits to all Australians. In terms of industry policy, we are interested in maximising opportunities for Australian industry by understanding two things: the role of space technologies and services as enablers of industry, productivity and competitiveness, and the role of government and industry in meeting the needs of domestic and global markets for civilian space capabilities, technologies and related services. To better understand Australian space capabilities and opportunities in the global supply chains, in 2016, we engaged Asia-Pacific Aerospace Consultants to undertake a study known as the APAC Report. The report focuses on the commercial space domain through direct interviews with 46 Australian companies active in the space industry. More than half of the interviewed companies were small or medium enterprises, and interestingly, only four of the 46 companies had been established within the last 5 years. And the sector also employs around 10,500 people. The APAC report shows that interviewed companies had space capabilities in seven major space segments, with space-enabled services being the largest. The report also shows that Australia has a high level of capability in research and development, as well as ground systems. The interviews indicated that most companies considered R&D as an essential part of their business and critical to gaining a competitive edge. Recent authorisations under our Act indicate a trend in capability consistent with the findings of the APAC report. To date, licences have been for the launch of large communication satellites, but in 2016, we have seen a surge in applications from small scientific projects. In Australia, the pull-through from scientific and educational projects to small commercial ones has begun. In May 2016, an OLC was issued under the Act to QBRIDER. QBRIDER's STEM education program provides an opportunity for school students to learn and develop software and coding skills through their own space experiments. In August, three Australian CubeSats developed by Australian universities under the QB50 project and tested at the ANU's Advanced Instrumentation Technology Centre also received overseas launch certificates. For a number of reasons, including the trend I just mentioned, we are currently reviewing the Space Activities Act. Advances in space technologies have reduced the traditional barriers to entry into the marketplace and are creating opportunities for Australians to more actively participate in global supply chains. It is important that government regulation does not unnecessarily inhibit these opportunities, but it is a balancing act. Space regulation must consider many diverse and competing views. There is a need to balance commercial as well as national interests and international responsibilities. Australia is a party to the five United Nations treaties on space and has certain obligations. The impact of new technologies on the space environment also needs to be considered. There was a total of 69 respondents, and they provided a formal review to the submission. 58 were published on space.gov.au, and 9 respondents lodged confidential submissions, and 2 did not adhere to the privacy statement. Findings from the review and resulting recommendations will be presented to the Minister later this year, and the government will announce its decision for possible reform in due course. While it is preemptive to anticipate the government's response, preliminary findings have indicated that the ongoing development of small satellite technology and the miniaturisation of satellites open up a wide range of potential commercial, scientific and research opportunities for Australian entities. The structure of the Act and application processes are complex and are a potential disincentive. The Act has a rigid structure that is not able to easily accommodate new and emerging space technologies. The insurance and financial requirements are higher than in other countries. The current fee structure may be a disincentive to small commercial organisations and small satellite operators. It is important to recognise that the review of the regulatory environment cannot in its own right facilitate wholesale change in the Australian space sector. However, the government's priority is getting the underlying settings right for Australian industries to grow. To wrap up, I've discussed my team's 3 broad functions: coordination, industry development, and regulation of space activities. These functions are distinct, but at the same time, they are independent and work together to advance Australia's space capabilities. Thank you.
Thank you for your talk. Just a brief look at the media over the past 6 months, and I noted I couldn't notice any sort of space activities being mentioned there. What can we as the general public do to try and promote government interest in space exploration and put it more firmly in the public eye?
Yeah, thank you for the question. I guess if most people of us walk out into the street and talk about the importance of space, the average person of the street won't realise how much of the space-enabled services that they actually rely on any given day. So it's just the general awareness to, say, write to the ministers with your interests and with your concerns and issues, and as well as participate in, say, the coordination groups such as that John was speaking before for Earth observation, and there are similar groups for position, navigation and timing as well.
Thank you for your talk. I guess I was just going to come to your slide that related to industry development policy, which is very, very important. And you mentioned that government and industry, for instance, would work together to improve the situation for industry. But it seems to me that there's another community that you could explicitly involve there, the academic community. So rather than having perhaps what I might call 2 legs of the triad, you might explicitly have 3 legs contributing. Do you want to comment on that aspect of civil space, involvement of the academics?
Yeah, of course. One of my first roles with the team was to look after the Australian Space Research Program. So I saw firsthand the benefits of having industry and academia partners working together. And it was one of the findings of the Australian Space Research Program, the benefit of having, I guess, the collaboration across multiple types, including academia. So it is something that they work off each other, and one benefits the other. So work in such as the CRCs for spatial environment management, I think there's huge opportunities for academia to get involved and to benefit the industry.